Hare Krishna. This morning I got an email similar to one that I got a couple of days ago. And this time it was from Nalini Kanta Devidasi in Hungary. And she was writing how on April the 30th, which was today, 1988, 25 years ago, I gave her initiation. And I was trying to remember the occasion. I think it ended up being a Sunday feast. And at that time, of course, up until 89, we were moving incognito in Hungary. And still we're having program, and this program was at Guru Kripa and Sita's house. They weren't initiated at the time. No one was initiated. Only Kanta was the first person. And it was... Hungarian people don't mind music. It's a country, musical people, so just to have some kind of music. And it, anyway, it was a big house, neighbors were next door, and so we had a nice program, and there were all the original devotees there at the time. I remember Gayatri, Vrindavan, and Gita Govinda. These were later initiated names. At that time, they weren't. And others, of course, Sita and Guru Kripa. And of course, Labanga, who was there. And and it was a wonderful, wonderful occasion. It's a wonderful thing to remember back. And I remember back on Nalini Kanta, who's since that time has always been engaged in one service, which is translation, production of, well, she did all of BBT books, overseeing the translation and production. And then she also did my books as well. And now she's the production manager for Navaraja Mahima. And, well, what a wonderful service to be able to really do that service. Srila Prabhupada placed most emphasis on, gave most recognition to, and really gave blessings to those who did that service. Even Brahma Muhurta Prabhu said that she was the best person for many years. Nalini Kanta lived in Sweden, where the translation would be going on, and then at a certain point she moved to Hungary. Other devotees like Manjari, Shodamai, they were also involved in the translation, which she was the one who was coordinating all of that. And that was a wonderful time translating Srila Prabhupada's books. So as I was recalling that, and this is sort of continue on from what I was speaking about the other day, that I can say what was initiated 40 years ago on the Nalini Kanta 25 years ago and other devotees similarly, but that's, what's that initiation? Is that initiation signify a ceremony which it took place in, or, and for the most part life goes on, or was it really the time when I entered Krishna's family and gave my heart and soul, my life, my wealth, my body, my words, my intelligence, now all of these things to the service and mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When I was thinking about this morning, and Nalini Kanta, she's one of those people, which I'm fortunate to say I'm one of the many devotees in Hungary and the many devotees that I know who really given everything and who've continued to give because they recognize that in Krishna consciousness they received such a wonderful gift that giving everything forever would never really repay the value of what it was that we received from Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so therefore one gives to the movement. How do we give? We, of course, practice. Apane achari koriya prachar. We practice nicely and we preach. There was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. We recognized that shouldering the responsibility, this is a nice word, the shouldering, you know, shouldering the responsibility for giving Krishna consciousness to others, for carrying on this institution, this mission that Srila Prabhupada bequeathed upon his followers, that is everyone's duty. And doing that, one is really a disciple, really a member of the Krishna consciousness movement. Sure, it's nice if someone chants Hare Krishna and follows the principles, and that at least they should do, but comes to mind how Srila Prabhupada once spoke of his first disciple. He's from a Brahmin family, a Sanskrit scholar, a very pious person, but he never did anything, you know, for Srila Prabhupada's movement, either before Prabhupada came to the West or after. So, who is the real disciple? So, those devotees like Nalini Kanta, real disciples. And of course, it may be doing that type of service, it may be doing some other service that doesn't require that one's living inside the temple. What it requires is that someone is really doing one's level best according to one's own ability, according to the directions one receives from one's spiritual master to serve that mission. And when we do that, then certainly Krishna consciousness will spread. When we take responsibility, don't think that it's someone else's job to spread Krishna consciousness or manage it, but that it's actually ours. And we do our level best. Certainly we become worthy followers of His divine grace, and we become worthy disciples, and we become worthy Rupanugas. So my respects to Nalini Kanta and to all the other Nalini Kantas in this Krishna consciousness movement who have really done so much to help His divine grace and who really therefore are worthy of being called disciples, members of the disciplic succession, and followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna.